The event we celebrate tonight is quite literally miraculous. The story is so crazy that it's actually almost hard to believe sometimes. A young unmarried couple travels to the husband's ancestral town to be registered in the census. We're not actually sure why they had to go somewhere else to do that, except there must have been some Roman law or Jewish custom. But it was definitely so that the government could properly collect their taxes. Because there are only two things in life that are certain, right? And so they journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, the town known as the City of David. If they avoided traveling through the region called Samaria, like good devout Jews would have done, it was about 90 miles, give or take. And we probably have this vision in our head of Mary riding a donkey, but if you notice, the text never even suggests that. It's actually an old apocryphal tale that has captured the imagination of generations. In reality, they almost certainly walked for probably like a week straight while Mary was really pregnant. I think we know how that story might end. But first, when they arrive, they find that there's no room for them in the inn, we're told. And this is another place where all those years of Christmas pageants have completely failed us. It's a crummy translation of a Greek word that actually refers to the guest room in a private house. Which makes sense, right? Joseph's family is all from Bethlehem, and he would be expected to stay with them. So there's no hotel in this story, no motel, no innkeeper who turns them away. Just a busy town on a cold night, and his relatives' homes are all full. Now, fortunately, I guess, it was pretty common to have an animal area attached to your house. The norm was that the family would all live in one part, and then there's another part where they'd bring the animals in at night to keep them safe. And it is this stable where the couple finally finds space. It was the humblest of lodgings. Such the opposite of luxury that Jesus, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, was swaddled by his mother and laid down in a feeding trough. Ironically, it was that very act of lying in a manger that was the sign given by the angel to the shepherds. Almost as if the baby in the animal trough would be the one to feed a hungry world. It's beautiful. The story of salvation goes from manger to empty tomb, with angels pointing the way both times. And here, after the angel of the Lord gives its message, the whole heavenly host appears. This is literally the entire angelic army. I can't even imagine. Except this army was not coming to bring war, but peace. And they weren't pronouncing peace in the sense of wishing for peace. They speak as if they are proclaiming it. God has arrived. Peace is here, now. Tonight, that proclamation becomes our own. Sure, there are no shepherds roaming around, no angel army, or at least not one we can see. I was kind of hoping just a little bit. But still a very hungry world. And what we have is a message of great joy for all people. All people. You know, the ones who deserve it and the ones who struggle to feel that. The ones who are praying for a message tonight and the ones who don't think they need one. And the good news is this, that even when things don't work out as planned, God is in charge and offers us peace. It is a Merry Christmas indeed. Amen.